a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 29, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Well. Went and saw my orthopedic, Dr. Higgins, who is pretty darn amazing, because he did, at least in my account, he put me back together. I wasn't walking for about a good solid 2 years, hurt for about 3.5, and I got double hip replacement. And was back in the store in 2 weeks, back in the gym in 3. Part of that is due to my protocol, which is on YouTube under NutritionW.com. He released me and said, hey, come back in 5 years. I asked him, I said, how long before I come back? He said, come back in 5 years.
Let's just check it. Good for you.
Said I can do any single thing I want, but he did give me some great advice. I have zero pain, but I don't have zero stiffness. He said, this is how arthritis works. He said, when you first start getting arthritis, you don't have pain. You have stiffness, and then it goes into pain.
Yep.
When you get a hip replacement, the pain leaves, and then the stiffness will take 6 more months.
Yep.
And the right actions like stretching and exercise and is all part of that process.
Activity,
and you know that.
Is great. Do me a favor. Number 3 on the headphones, though, down low. Yeah, turn it in. Just there we go. Thank you, sir. Yeah, the being active helped me more than anything. And then my doctor was really good. Dr. Hartley, who's retired since then, he gave me the same advice. Mm-hmm. And it's really crazy. I wish I'd have taken the stretching thing on all my joints. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? More seriously, because I really focus in on those hips right now.
Well, you got one good one anyway, don't you?
No. Oh, the artificial one's the good one. The other one's crap.
I got
you. The good one is made by man.
Oh, good.
At this point, yeah. Made out of titanium, I think, or sort of.
How long have you had that?
See, I'm B50. I'm going on 10 years. It's about to run out.
Yeah. They last more than
8 to 12 years.
Not mine. I have better materials.
Okay.
He said 20 for me.
Well, yeah.
But I
may have had so much more muscle around my butt and legs, though, that he said it was going to wear it down faster. But go ahead.
But I did get a buy one, get free offer. So one of those might be a little defective. That's why I did both. They had a special on that second hip.
There's stuff that I don't want. Buy one, get one free. LASIK surgery, hips. I want you to charge me the full rate for my eyes and my body parts. Don't be cheap on that. Come on.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers passing away.
Oh,
that was a very interesting history of a human and a person. I love her to death, and I did an Instagram on that where I did about 7 minutes speaking about the fact that she is a heroine in my mind, because she turned down chemo 23 years ago. That takes guts to the bottom of our level, because family pressure always does this. If you love us, you're going to do all you can to be here. You know what she did? She followed her instincts, her intuition, her heart first, because in my world, if I have people who love me, you're going to respect my intuition, my wisdom, and my choices before what you want. Well, I posted on that Instagram a link to Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org. Mm-hmm. He has a very convincing factual analysis of the true studies out there. Does chemotherapy lengthen survival? The way that chemotherapy is sold to everyone is tumor reduction. Anyone who has a tumor and you take chemo, it will be 50% less probably, or something like that, within a short period of time. So everyone is excited about that.
Right.
Here's the facts. Tumor reduction has zero to do with survival rates and longevity. Nothing to do with that. Because if you have eliminate 99% of cancer cells, you might as well not have eliminated any, because the 1% will continue to be the one that will take you down, because they will become the 50% and the 100% again. This has been verified by so much research. It is on Vital Health Radio Facebook, Dr. Greger's research on this. It's a 7-minute video. It's very easy to understand, but it's very deep in the science, only science, not opinions. So anyone, and I'm not saying chemo doesn't work for certain cancers.
That's
there
right,
are places and time and people that need it. I'm saying Suzanne Summers followed her heart. 23 years she lived a robust life. A lot of people with chemo have brain fog and neuropathy and heart issues because of the treatment, so they can't live the robust life that Suzanne Summers did.
Well, one of the things I like about her story is that she was Three's Company. That's how most people remember. And then she was known for the Thighmaster. And the reason, a lot of people may not know this, the reason, one of the reasons she became known for the Thighmaster, she turned down a Three's Company gig, the re-up, because the money they were going to offer her was not equivalent to her coworkers. She's like, I am going to stand on my principle, so either pay me what you're paying them, or I'm walking. And they didn't think she would walk. And she walked.
I did not know that.
And then she went and created herself inside the Thighmaster with that whole TV thing. And basically, about 2 or 3 years later, looked around at them and went, there you go. She actually made more money doing that than she ever would have in TV.
I love that story. It showed you the instincts that she already had.
That's what I'm saying. She trusted herself enough to stand on the stuff, whether it was financial, career, or her health.
Absolutely. And she did embrace alternative treatment. She used mistletoe. Mistletoe is used in Germany. It is a very potent anti-cancer herb, and it is used in clinics around the world, everywhere but here. Isn't that interesting? Why? Maybe it has to do because it can't be patented. Maybe because it's so inexpensive, but yet it's extremely effective. So mistletoe.
Is it good for preventing, or
no,
is it good?
No, okay. It's only a treatment. It's not like it's free of side effects, but it doesn't have chemo side effects. Now, she also embrace the nutritional concept and the clean eating. So Instagram, Nutrition World, I have the 7-minute video on it. And if you want to read Dr. Greger's studies on does chemotherapy lengthen your life after cancer, go to the Vital Health Radio Facebook.
All right. I like that. Yeah. What else you got for us on your of notes?
Do you wear hats much?
Used to all the time. Used to wear a baseball hat, either front or backwards.
Anymore?
Every now and then I'll wear an old Irish Peaky Blinder derby a couple times a year, 3 or 4 times a year. I'll throw
one on. Well, I'm not going to give you a Nutrition World hat then if you're not going to wear it.
No, I'm not a hat guy.
Okay.
I don't. But if you got hats, I got a lot of friends that are hat wearers.
Well, I have
Look
a beautiful.
At this. I got big ear. Let me show you why I don't wear a hat. Let
okay.
me show you this.
I'm giving Clint a new.
Wear
we just
oh,
got
and
it.
Oh, I like it's a trucker hat.
It is
I
a like great it. Looking hat from Nutrition World logo.
Yeah,
and that
I like
looks
it.
Good on you.
Now, hold on.
He's.
I'm adjusting the size because I've got a.
Big head?
No, I got a tiny pea head.
Pea head. Okay.
Yeah. And now
it's too small. He is having struggles adjusting the hat.
just
it doesn't come with
it's
instructions.
It's kicking my butt what it's doing. It's still a little tight, but there you go. Look at that big ear. See, I've got one ear that sticks out further than the other.
It does a little bit.
No, I had it busted. I got a big scar on it.
Oh.
So it's been, if you look at it, it's pretty good.
I'm sure you slipped going down the church aisle while you're trying to get money.
Yeah, look at it from behind. Look at it from behind.
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's quite grotesque.
It is. Wow, okay. I don't know about grotesque. There's the hat right there, though.
Well, the circus is coming to town, so maybe you get a part-time gig.
If the wind blows, hold me down. The ears will take me off. It's a good-looking hat, man.
It is. Great green color. We sell that and a pullover now at Nutrition World. My girls were outstanding to design this, from Fallon to Dina to Katie, other people involved. And we are going to – well, we, which is – Clint is doing a selfie with him in the foreground, me in the background. Yes, there we go. Thank
there
you.
There we go. We're doing it in real time during the radio show.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Real quickly, just something personal. I ate at Jay Alexander's last week. Hadn't been there in a long time. Amazing restaurant and service, as always. Yes, it's pricey. It's more special occasion. And I really enjoyed that. But the other thing is, on a personal note, my daughter was driving to work last Friday in her van, and all the warning lights came on. And I've never heard of this warning light. It said, if you turn your motor off, it will not start again.
I've never heard of that either.
It was on there flashing. So she pulls in Toyota, and they call her back a few hours later and say, ma'am, looks like mice have eaten all of your electrical wires in your car. It's going to be at least $5,000 in 2 to 3 weeks. They had pictures. It is destroyed.
What?
So my friend Mike, Big Mike at Jack D.
Yeah.
Mechanics up in Hixson, which you get 10% off if you go there with a Nutrition World discount card, which the discount card's free. You just have to come in and ask for it. I showed him this morning. He said, here's the thing. It does happen. When she gets it back, here's the fix where you'll never have a mice again.
Okay.
He said, 100%. You have to get a bar of Irish Spring soap and dryer sheets. You put those around the engine somewhere where they'll stay. The smell of Irish Spring soap and dryer sheets will completely keep mice away from those engines.
Never heard of that in my entire life. I love Irish Spring soap. So.
Well, that shows you how toxic it is if they're running from it.
And why people may not like hanging out with me.
Well, if
you know what I'm saying? Well, here, it matches my personality, apparently.
Also, if the mice have an IQ high enough to know it's bad and you're going to the store to buy it, it kind of makes me question something about you.
No, well, if it's taking you this long into the radio show to question who you're doing it with, that's a you issue there.
Yeah, I need to look in the mirror.
Yeah, there's a thing called Google. You could have Googled what the mess you were getting into. Now, that's very cool. Cool that that's an option, but how weird. I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Barely. And Mike said it's not common.
Well, of course it's not.
And people should put them in their RVs, he said, like the dryer sheets and the Irish Spring soap.
Wow.
So pretty cool stuff.
Good tips.
Thank you, Big Mike, from Jack D. That's for sure. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will have an interesting guest as long as he arrives at the studio. Some people have a hard time finding it. I think he will find it.
He'll do all right.
Yes, he will. That plus more to come. Hey, it's a surprise guest because I'm not going to mention who it is. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I said we had a surprise guest. I wasn't going to mention the name. He's a gentleman who's been on Vital Health probably 3 or 4 times, a couple times with Dr. Green back in the old days. and he is a physician. He's one of my heroes, and I think in all industries, there are certainly all things, there's exceptional people who do exceptional work. And Dr. Red at QuickSurge, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much.
What Dr. Red does is, you know how when you have old dogs, you got big, sometimes you have bumps and lumps and things that grow on them? Well, Clint has, he's kind of like an old dog, so mm-hmm. he has a lot of things that grow on him, kind of like stuff under the ocean. What do you call them?
They're barnacles.
Barnacles.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Clint finished. Has barnacles. And also, if he has accidents, but Dr. Red is an amazing surgeon, and he has a concept that is, I'm an entrepreneur. I love truly innovative concepts, and he has come up with this, a very quick, efficient, affordable way to help him to help you if you have suspicious things, growths, want removal. You talk about it, about what you and how long you've been in this business and basically the specialty that you offer, because this town needs to know about you, Dr. Red, and it's a passion of mine to spread the word, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as we're both over here breathing and working. So tell people who are listening why they may want to know about you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. About 9 years ago, I was thinking about retiring from general surgery. I'm a general surgeon here in Chattanooga. And I thought, I do want to retire from hospital work, but I don't want to retire from medicine. So I began to think, what could I do? And I thought, I'm not really an ER doctor. I'm not a primary care doctor. So I thought, I might look into trying to do something. My concept was a surgical urgent care center, basically. Mm-hmm. So I tried to set that up, and about 9 years ago I did. And we've been in the same location over in the North Shore area for almost 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And we do things under local anesthesia. So we don't do huge operations.
And what does that mean, actually, to people who may not know what local means?
Yeah. Local means we just place the anesthesia right where we need to do something. If you have a lesion on your arm, we can just go right under that lesion, put some local anesthesia, lidocaine, basically, mm-hmm, it's called. And then that area turns completely numb. The operation would be totally painless from that point on. And anything we can do, and that includes a lot of things. It includes skin cancers. It includes suspicious lesions you just want off. They're bothering you for whatever reason.
And then you do a pathology report.
We do.
Yes.
Especially if it's suspicious looking, mm-hmm, we definitely do that. Some things you can just look at and say, no, this isn't going to bother you. But if it's at all suspicious, we do send it off for pathology and let the boys with the microscope tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Off the subject 1 second, I want to come back to you. Is pathology 100% accurate, or do they make some mistakes?
Oh, I think they do make some mistakes, but I'd say for the most part, they're excellent.
Okay.
Especially now with AI around.
So that's being utilized?
It is, yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
I know I've been to you 4 times, I think. You're so good that I would have had you do my hip surgery if you'd done it in the office. I would have said, yeah, go ahead and replace both my hips, but he can't. He's not set up for that.
Yeah, that's a little out of our league.
Yeah, absolutely magical hands, because, again, you said no pain. I have never had one single bit of pain during or after anything you did. You know, sometimes if it's on your face, you kind of wish it would heal faster, but that's just part of the process of healing. It just, it is. You freeze things also, don't you?
We do. We don't do a lot of freezing because we found that a lot of times they come back. So we do, we numb things up, we take them off. If they're, let's say it's a, we look at it, we think it's benign, mm-hmm, we'll numb it up, we'll take it off with maybe a scissor or a knife, kind of a shaving technique. And then we'll cauterize where it came from. That's important.
Oh, okay.
Because there's always going to be a few cells left, mm-hmm, in the bottom of that place.
So that's why you cauterize when you do me.
Right.
It's not to stop blood flow. It's to make sure there's no cells left.
That's right. A lot of times there's not much blood flow at all.
What if it's a keloid or something that you absolutely know that you don't have any worry of cells? Would you still cauterize?
No, we approach keloids a little bit different.
What is a keloid?
When you heal a wound, any wound, mm-hmm, and your body goes through the process of healing, a keloid means you've overshot the healing process. So, mm-hmm, it just keeps healing and healing. it didn't get the stop signal to stop.
Is it like a, just a thick scar?
It is a big, thick scar, yeah, like way off the skin surface.
Yeah.
I think I have two baby keloids on my tattoo. I think tattoos tend to have a tendency sometimes.
They can, yes.
I mean, they're so tiny that, yeah, Clint's looking over here like he's trying to see my keloid. Quit trying to look at my keloids,
Clint. I'm not looking at your keloid. That's a little inappropriate, Ed. I do not want to see your keloid, sir.
Well, they are tiny, so I'll have to give you that anyway. But I don't want to do this, because if I do this, then Clint will do this. You're not going to examine us up here at our radio show, because Clint takes advantage of the medical professionals.
100% I do. Every time we have a doctor in, I'll go, that's fascinating. So tell me, if a patient had a pain in their left elbow and they couldn't, like, for instance, just hypothetical.
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
Well, I wonder why you had your shirt off here at the show. It's the first time ever.
I'm the before pitcher.
You're showing all your spots. Yeah, barnacles.
All my barnacles. And just let me be clear, I've been to you several times, and to what Ed was saying, I think one time you sat down with me and it was a little bit of a conversation, but it was, you thought it was fine. But the other two times, and I brought my daughter in once, you were like, nope, I think we're good to go. And I don't care what anybody says, being able to call someone up, especially if you want to pay out of pocket, go see someone within a week or two, whatever it is, rather than be put on this, oh, we can see you in 7 weeks.
Right.
We can see you sometime after the first of the year. Well, now I'm living with this in my brain.
That's right.
That this doesn't look normal. It wasn't there last week or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I love that model. I love the fact you helped me get sleep.
Yeah. And if you are worried on day two, you get to talk to at least his wife and most likely you, right, doctor?
Right.
Yeah. If you have a concern. Yeah. That's the way it used to be done. That's before corporate medicine moved in, and you could only talk to the secretary at the desk, and you never even hardly get to a nurse. So talk about pricing. What is your prices?
Yeah, we have two kind of a two-tiered setup. One is we have cash prices.
Okay.
And if you came in and say, I have skin tags, how much is going to cost? And we don't say one skin tag is $150. Mm-hmm. We say maybe 5, 6, 7 skin tags is $150. So we kind of bundle things like that. So each procedure we do, and we do about 15 procedures total, has a price in kind of a simple category, an intermediate category, and a more complicated category.
Okay.
And they're on the website, so you can look on the website and find any price you want to see. We do take insurance. If someone comes in and says, look, I have insurance, I don't have a high deductible, I really think I just want to use my insurance, we do that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. We do.
But again, today's times, most people have high deductibles, and if they haven't met it, it's far better to pay cash.
It's far better. And most people, I'd say 75% of it is cash that we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And most people don't know you, and I don't mean this in a bad way, most people don't know that your kind of business model, along the same lines of the Vascular Institute, which changed their business model, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't even know these different options are out there.
That's right.
They see you're in medicine, so you must be the same mm-hmm. model as this medicine over here. I'll just go to this one over here. And I'm like, that's why I told my mom about you. I've told as many people as I can, hey, that office does it different. There's no reason to wait 3 months.
Yeah. And that's important. What you said a minute ago, Clint, especially, is I think a day doesn't go by, but we don't hear a patient say to us, you know, I called my so-and-so doctor, and they said it would be 4 months before we could see you. And if anybody has a suspicious skin lesion or anything on them, they don't want to wait 4 months for that diagnosis.
Oh. Well, Clint does it.
No.
Sure, he's all worried about things.
I don't either.
I can't be the only patient you've had that walked in and said, thank you.
Yeah.
Like the fact you let me just take the load off my brain.
Yeah.
And if there is a problem, I want to know about it. I don't want to wait 4 months.
That's right.
I want to get on it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's important. So, you know, that was our model going in. We wanted to be different from the beginning, and I think we've continued that, and I think it's been
now great. I know that you remove fish hooks and other things. Do. What would be similar to that that you would see people who come in?
Yeah.
Like splinters.
A lot of splinters.
Okay.
A lot of wooden splinters, a lot of metal splinters, fish hooks for sure. We do those. We've seen cactus spikes. We've seen
porcupine.
Bamboo.
You seen porcupine?
We haven't seen any porcupine.
How about nail guns? Any good nail gun stories?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
I am too. I've got a couple buddies that have. They probably could have come and seen you a couple years back.
Well, I have some nail gun stories, but those are more in a trauma situation, to the chest and things like that.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, nothing like that.
Yeah.
We've had, I think, three bullets, but they were old bullets.
Really?
Yeah.
And they weren't too deep, so you could go in and retrieve them?
Yeah, they were. They'd either been shot or they had shot themselves about 3 or 4 years prior.
Uh-huh.
And slowly those bullets will work their way to the surface. And
they will.
Mm-hmm, and once you can feel them, you can take them out.
Oh, my God. Wow. So the body is intuitively trying to remove them.
It really is.
I just love the magical parts of our chemistry that we don't even take into account.
And it really matters what type of foreign body you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Like wood will almost always what we call fester in somebody.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't stay in for very long before it starts red and pus coming out and the whole thing. It's kind of bad.
Interesting.
But a metal object can stay in for a long time. Glass can stay in for a long time.
So. Oh, and glass probably, I would guess, would not move as quickly as a bullet or something.
That's right.
Tell people where you're located also.
We're located in the North Shore Publix Shopping Center on North Market Street, right next to Great Clips. That's the best way to think about it.
How far is that from Walgreens?
It's about two blocks.
Two blocks. So if you turn at Walgreens and went straight down right before Publix, you're right there on the right-hand side.
You just park in the Publix parking lot is what I do.
Yeah, that's the best. We're part of Publix.
Yeah.
So you can park in the Publix parking lot.
And I always park right across the street so I can make a quick getaway when all the tears are rolling down my eyes from being frightened.
Yeah.
Not really.
And showing people your keloids or whatever those things are. I don't know what you're even calling them now.
Yeah. Well, and there's always a nice little bandage, so you can't even see what happens.
Yeah, it's a good service, and just to be clear, you're the one that told me about him. I had a little thing on my side right here, and you're like, go see him.
I sent a guy at the gym. He had a wart on his foot, and it just wouldn't, kept getting worse. And a young guy,
right?
Flat, first name's Will. I won't say his last name. And he came to me about 2 or 3 months ago, very pleased.
I remember him.
Very pleased. Because the thing is, how many of us, I mean, I'm not faulting Dr. Higgins. I was talking about Dr. Higgins on the first segment, my orthopedic surgeon. Love him absolutely to death because he is in that group like you are, which is the cream at the top. It really is. Mm-hmm. But the office, is corporate. I had to wait 1 hour and about 15 minutes to even get to the back room. Mm-hmm. I understand things happen, but that's more corporate normal. Yeah, it would never happen to Dr. Red. You would never have someone, unless you had an absolute emergency, would they?
They wouldn't. I came from that system, so that's the first thing I wanted to get out of.
Uh-huh.
And, I always tell people, if something happens to you and we're late or something happens, it's my fault. I don't have anybody to blame.
I have a real quick question, because I know we're getting close to the end. Was it a breath of fresh air for a new business model, or was it hard for you to, that muscle memory of how we operate, was that hard to implement? Was that a different thing to break out of, or was it just ready to go?
It was really ready to go because it had been rolling around in my head for almost 30 years.
Mm.
So I knew what I wanted, and I knew I wasn't going to compromise any of it. So, we suffered through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
When the COVID first hit, nobody wanted to go to any doctor's office. So we suffered through that. Then it kind of had a second wave of that, and things fell off. But over time, we just said we think we're essential in this, and so we're going to keep going.
Did you see a difference from when you first started 30 years till you had it got so much more corporate? In other words, was it a little more like what you're doing now back when you first started, kind of recapturing that?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah.
I love to hear the history of us older gentlemen who remember the old days. Not that all of the old days was great, because part of that wasn't, but we know the radical change of corporate medicine and what amazing, or what sadness comes with the growth of just profit-only models.
Yeah, it's really frustrating to any doctor I know who really cares about people and wants to put patients first, because sometimes it's just out of their hands.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Higgins couldn't help. I waited an hour and 20 minutes. He can't operate that office.
That's right.
But, I had to be there, so I had to wait. Most of the time, if it's optional, I wouldn't have to wait. Yeah. And I talk about this for 5 or 6 years on Vital Health Radio. I say, after observing people's health for 44 years and hearing all the intimate details, watching 10,000 people go through the journeys, it's so important to have a team. A team of people you trust before you need it.
Yep.
As I spoke about on a podcast I just did in regard to, I actually can't remember what the topic was, but I said, President Kennedy said, the time to repair a roof is when the sun is shining. Mm-hmm. Put someone like Dr. Redd in your book.
Absolutely.
Put the number. Remember it. Put it so when that splinter gets in that foot of your grandchild, you don't have to start thinking about things and know that that's part of your team. And we get a team to educate ourselves. And with social media, we have amazing access to information, if you choose correctly, that will change the game of your life. And to have the right people in your healthcare system and in your education system is vital. It's just like I talk about, I'm a very, very committed to being a pilot. I love flying my small plane. And I will not fly with 60% of all pilots. And like Clint said, everybody kind of thinks, well, you're a doctor. You went to school and you have the degree. Hey, all these pilots went through all the schooling to be a pilot, and 60% I will not step in that plane with.
Yeah.
I think it's 60% of the medical field you should not step in the table or in the office with, unless you know, or you search for the 40% of the good.
I know you get, you're about to wrap it up with him. I'll just say this. Nobody, I don't mean this a bad way. I want you to know me as much as possible. I don't want to be just a patient. I don't want to be a number. I don't want to be in a system.
Yes.
My health is a very personal thing.
Right.
And I don't want my health to get lost in your system.
There you go.
And
that's great.
And that is why I like coming to folks like you, because you know me. We were in the lobby, and now you got a lot of patients. But as soon as I started reminding you of my daughter, you're like, now you could have been lying, which is great. You're a great liar if you did.
No, but
my point is, you were like, I do remember her. Yeah. And you don't get that.
Yeah.
In the big medicine world, a lot of times you just don't. It's not the doctor's fault. It's not designed for that.
Yeah, and I think what Ed said is great. It's a team thing. I have doctors that I refer to all the time because they're great folks and
because
they do great work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important too.
So important. And that's what how I found Dr. Higgins was Josh Porter, who actually was part of the sponsor of the show, Optimize You, does more of the hormones, Bioidentical. I had talked to him for a year, and he said, Ed, Dr. Higgins would be your man. And I just was at the right moment at the right time, and I called and everything happened. Mm. But I would have, that's why I kept delaying things. I didn't have my team member for my hip. I didn't trust people like we shouldn't trust. We should know before that. Well, Dr. Ed will be so educational. People who listen to this show, we're going to do a lot of promotion on this particular show. We'll have it on Instagram and other things. And your website, tell that.
Yeah, Quick Surge, and that's QUIKSURG, quicksurge.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we're going to have you back every 6 months to continue to remind people of the hero and team medicine that you offer.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. It is time to take a break. When we come back, got a lot of notes to help empower you with, again, the team effort to be superior in your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and tell people both about how they can access Vital Health and your podcast, Clint.
Okay, my podcast or dayfirepodcast.com with Dawson Wheeler, Adventure in the Great Outdoors, of, by, and for the people with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham, that is Politics, Headlines, and the Constitution. During the Break podcast is my main one. I have great conversations with interesting people ranging all kinds of topics, but especially with the Jeff Styles, the one and only talk radio host, Mondays and Fridays on that. And then I have a coaching one, 5 to 9 coaching that you can look up. And then I think I have one more. Hold on 1 second. It is, oh yeah, Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We talk about crime and policing. And this one, it's usually released every Tuesday. They're starting to put them out on Mondays. But you can go to your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, Vital Health Radio Download. So if you miss it on Sundays, you can find it early in the week. And be sure if you're on Apple, leave us a review, rating, and share it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people don't realize that this is, it is a radio show, but it's also how many of us can sit at the same time every Sunday and listen. And I go to Spotify. That's just the one that I have on my phone.
Yeah.
But how many platforms? 12?
Oh, yeah. iHeart, Google, you know, you can find TuneIn. I mean, any place you can find podcasts, normally you can find this podcast.
And again, I hope that people find that it is empowering and somewhat entertaining, along with teaching all of us how to be better with taking care of our health, because the mainstream approach is not working. And one of the drugs that now has become so popular is the weight loss drug Ozempic or semaglutide, and that has a place now. I will say there's, I'm not going to completely run it down. That drug is revolutionizing people as far as losing weight.
Really?
People who cannot seem
I've
to
never
lose
heard
weight.
Of this
yes,
drug.
It I is. Mean, it's not mainstream. It's not. It you have to kind of go to specialists who
right.
are doing it.
And, but it works.
Well, it works, but it has to be appropriately. The patient has to be appropriately chosen. One is it's working by allowing insulin to be more effective than it has been in many years.
Okay.
Insulin to me is the number one blood test to get, because if your insulin's over 10, the chances are you will never control your weight and your health until you get insulin to work better.
Hmm.
Now, this drug, which is called a GLP-1 type of drug, helps to actually block glucagon in the liver, and that has to do with all the sugar and the imbalances that come with metabolic dysfunction, which I think is what's causing
it. Is it glucagon or glycogen?
No, not glycogen.
I've never heard of it.
Is actually in the liver,
okay.
And it's what you can the body activates it in order to where it has stored sugar.
That's why I asked. I've never heard of it. Okay,
and this drug operates in a very powerful method. And I talked to a lady yesterday at Nutrition World, and she has struggled for about 8 years, many, many years, with just can't lose weight no matter what she eats and how much she exercises.
And that it happens to people, by the way. That can be a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, why is it a real thing?
Right.
And it becomes basically 80% of the people have what I call metabolic dysfunction, which has to do with insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin is not working, so it keeps raising, and it's not effective. And the reason of that is multiple faceted, which is too many carbohydrates, not enough omega-3s, hormones sometimes. That's why women have more of an issue than men do.
Right.
Well, this drug, Ozempic, if it doesn't cause you a side effect, some people feel pretty lousy on it, but most lose significant weight. One is you're not very hungry. You just don't want to eat that much, but it also changes metabolism. The issue is it is never going to permanently fix you. It's one of those stopgap methods that if you're 80 pounds overweight, you're so frustrated, or you're 40 pounds overweight, you cannot, you haven't been able to do anything, you've tried everything, it's a good head start. It is. If you understand it, after the 12 to 16, 18 weeks, you'd put together a plan during that 18
weeks.
That's
what I'm saying. You work on your habits during that, and your meal plan, and your activity. So when that's off, you now have a, you've just jump started the process.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, that's exactly. Sense. Exactly.
I wonder if it'd help me lose like 6 pounds.
Oh, you
pounds.
Would lose weight. Everybody loses weight.
I don't know
it.
If I want the side effects.
No, you don't.
On that
and it's quite expensive also. Yeah, so it seems like this is the meltdown point of this. If you have metabolic dysfunction, which is the dysfunction of how does your body process carbohydrates, that means your insulin's rising, it's not in a healthy state, and that has should be 10 and under, not what the doctors say, which is you're okay at 20 and 30. It's ridiculous. 10 and under and 5 would be ideal. Those people, they're responding well to this. If you go in there and you actually had an insulin and a blood sugar levels and other components that were pretty healthy, that drug's not going to work very well for you. It's only the people who have tend to have a loss of metabolic function.
Well, that's good though. It'll help it not be abused. You know that.
Well, if the practitioners are following that guideline, and I know that Josh actually endorses it, and he does follow those guidelines. He's the kind of guy that would.
I was going to say he's by the book guy.
He is a Mr. Ethical.
Yeah,
he does.
That's why I'm his patient.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I certainly go to him too, and I'm still on my rapamycin. I will. That's the anti-aging.
How's it
drug.
Going?
It's going pretty well.
You look younger.
Thank you.
You look way younger. Yeah.
I actually can see differences, but also I'm the guinea pig, as I always am, and I found a side effect.
Oh.
And I talked about the side effect before, which is it makes fast cells that turn over quickly, it makes them more sensitive, which one of those is that your gum tissue. Well, I made a boo-boo. Uh-oh. I did some. So when you're on rapamycin, I do it once a week. It's and 4 skin tags have fallen off because they just are turning the hands of the clock back. But I did some teeth whitening. I had these teeth whitening traits.
Yeah.
I just was not as informed as I should be about it. I have burned my gum tissue to a point where today's the first day that I've been able to talk without a pretty significant pain for 7 days.
Wow.
Because my gums are so sensitive. I did it one single night a week ago Thursday, burn the heck out of my gums to a point. Well, peroxide at 21% will burn anything.
Yeah.
So it got on these sensitive gums. So enough about me. I'm getting far better.
No, we're good.
I do want to say again about EMFs. I'm very concerned about electromagnetic fields and phones. We talked about this last week. I do use a phone case made by Safe Sleeve. And I did not mention this last week. If you have a cell phone and you truly want to lessen your EMF exposure, go to safesleeve.com.
Is that it?
That's it. That's sitting there
that's
you're looking
a, that's
at.
Not bad. I would have never known that was a protective device. Yeah. Very nice
and
looking.
And it's got like lead on each side, and it protects all my credit cards from being stolen, too.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And I've always used them. I've used them for about 5 years. But here's a discount code. I actually didn't ever. I just saw this, and it's called CellSafe15. So if you CellSafe15 will give you 15% discount on your order of Safe Sleeve. So that's pretty cool. This was an interesting study. It was under the heading of facts that I read, and facts is backed up with all of the credentials to justify what they're saying.
All right.
Fast walkers may live up to 15 years longer than dawdlers, dawdlers being slow walkers, very slow, regardless of their weight. The findings suggest that physical fitness is a better indicator than body mass index. This was based on a 2019 study of 474,000 people in the UK at Leicester University.
Wow.
Again, we go back to Dr. Peter Attia, the book Outlive. Dr. Red mentioned it as he left earlier.
Yes, he was talking big time about
it. I continued to probably talk too much about it on many venues. I think this guy's in, I do know this guy's in the prime of his passion life to do nothing but seek truth about health. Now, he still leans a lot toward medicine, perfectly fine. I can take what I need and dispose of the rest.
Yeah.
But he says that exercise is the only true elixir as far as, you know, an absolute elixir for life and health. Now, everything else falls under that, but you have to be physically fit because if not, you lose bone mass and you lose muscle mass. Both of those increase mortality by substantial amounts.
I would love to hear you do a podcast with that guy that wrote the book and not talk about what you agree with. talk about what you disagree with. I think that would be because when you have someone that you talk about with such esteem and respect, yet y'all diverge at a certain point on your opinions on mm-hmm. stuff, that dialogue I think would be pretty fascinating.
I would love that.
I think that would be pretty good.
I'm going to throw something out just to see if that's a possibility.
And again, we know what you agree mm-hmm. on. I want to, you know, y'all warm up talking about 5 or 10 minutes, and I want to hear the things you disagree on. Why?
Yeah.
Because then I think that would be a good platform.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Next study that I really found interesting was, on average, people with higher IQs tend to drink more alcohol. Hmm. Now, I like studies that kind of back up me.
Course. Yeah, of course. That's like smart people cuss a lot. Well, I'm a genius half the time of my life. When I'm in the car, I'm the smartest person on earth.
Yeah. Well, it says that researchers do suggest it could be that intelligent people tend to get easily bored. So they just tend to drink more alcohol. It could be. I don't know. But I'll take it. I'll tell you that.
How about depressed people drink more alcohol? How about that one? I know it's valid.
Hey, yeah. I loved your post that you did. I wrote it down 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's just so wise. And I put the word Clint Powell.
Okay.
And this is what you posted. Of course, all scientists agree when you censor the ones who don't.
Absolutely.
It needs to be a freaking bumper sticker for me.
Absolutely. It needs to be a t-shirt. Absolutely.
I'm going to say it one more time. Of course, all scientists agree when you censor the ones who don't. Bingo.
I think that's true with just about every opinion, too. Well, of course, 9 out of 10 dentists agree with me. Yeah, when the 10th one, you're going to not let have it. Yeah, he disagreed for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just makes sense, but we've forgotten in this world now. When I tell everybody else to shut up, of course, the only people, if I let them talk, that agree with me, everybody agrees with me.
Yep. Yes, people.
Yeah.
And when you're in a, you know, certain categories of business have more political clout to control and censor, and certainly the medical field does, because of their ties within the FDA and the government and the FTC and the USDA. All these people are kind of connected on a certain level of almost dishonesty.
They are vested in a narrative, yes. And they lose money when people go on Joe Rogan, who creates the mRNA virus and talks about possible side effects.
Exactly.
And they have to treat it like you're talking misinformation, instead of just realizing maybe he's just saying some things mm-hmm. that disagree with us, and the truth may be in the middle. Instead of discussing, we just got to shut him up, because I make money on this.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Go always, you know, again, that old saying, follow the money trail.
Yeah.
Follow the money trail. Oncologists are reporting an alarming rise in post-jab called turbo cancers. I may have mentioned this before, but I think it's very important. I have seen this at Nutrition World, not because I'm trying to imagine and put together a scenario that I want to believe in. There are way too many people I've seen in the past 2 years who they were seemingly fine, and one day I've got a diagnosis and they're dead in 3 months. This wasn't quite normal before.
That terrifies me.
And it's a term coined to describe the incredibly rapid growing cancers in people who have received one or more COVID jabs. Most turbo cancers are stage 3 or 4 by the time they are diagnosed. Freaking scary.
And
stuff.
All we're saying is that it's worth a conversation to ask the question. Yes. We're not pointing. We're not saying that that's a cause and effect. It could be a correlation. We're just saying that, hey, we see this. Maybe someone smart should mm-hmm. look into it.
Exactly.
That's all we're saying.
Because I can say that probably most of all the turbo cancer people ate ketchup.
So 100%. I mean, they probably drove here too.
They did.
Or did you use a car?
And they
oh my gosh.
And they pump gas and probably have some fumes. So yes, I'm not going to read too much into it.
But
there's too many yellow flags.
That's it.
Around that conversation. Right. It just simply.
And you ought to be able to ask the questions.
Bingo. Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more points that I'm going to try to cover in the last few minutes on health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life. Bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay! We can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds. Helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds. 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with NutriWorld, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Got an interesting word that came up that, as I do my all my research, sometimes has nothing to do with health. Of course, really, this activity does have to do with health, but it's a German word called Heimscheisser, and it reminds me of me. I'm going to just go ahead and admit this. It is a word that means someone who is unable to poop outside the comforts of their own home. I'm kind of like that. I like to have a comfort of my own home or business and have my normal toilet. How about you?
I'm not going to. This is on you, Ed Jones.
Oh, okay.
Talk about my pooping.
Well, we'll go back. Let's go back to another one. Let's talk pooping. About American Gastroenterology Association recommends the number one line of defense for chronic constipation is now psyllium husk, which has always been recommended. But psyllium husk goes to second rate next to Miralax, which is the most addictive, horrible substance, has one molecule slightly altered from antifreeze, but is toxic.
What's the new one? Psyllium?
Psyllium husk.
Yeah. What's that in?
You have to buy it separately. It's in Metamucil.
Oh, okay.
But psyllium, and I did a podcast on this on the Holistic
Navigator.
So I
do take Benefiber every day, though. I like Benefiber.
I'm not sure what fiber
it's not.
Benefiber.
It's not the Metamucil. I looked it up last time you were talking about it.
Well, when I did the podcast on the Holistic Navigator on psyllium, I came to find out on my research that psyllium is heavily sprayed with probably more pesticides than most foods because it's actually not even categorized like a food. So the legal limits are basically nothing. You can do whatever you want. So I highly recommend getting organic psyllium husk. I am using one full tablespoon in my protein drink every morning. I was doing hemp, but I have now changed to psyllium, and it has worked better.
I'm gonna challenge you to look up Benefiber and see if it's good. I want to know your opinion on Benefiber.
Look it up right now.
Well, my phone's off. So
okay, then I'll do it.
You'll never
time.
Do it.
I
go ahead.
Okay. Hey, when somebody tells me I'll never do it, it will be done. You'll
never give me $20,000. You'll never.
That was slick. Okay. Oh, boy. I fell for that one.
You did. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be talking to you later.
Hey, there's a place, and I don't want to sound like I'm just going to throw anybody or anything under the bus. And I know there could be good reasons for this, but I've eaten at this place over the past 5 years three times. Never have I felt well for 24 hours. Every person I've taken for the three times did not feel well for about 12 to 24 hours. And don't know if this has a correlation, but last week, Rodizio Grill, the inspector said the person in charge, they failed the test, the food test. They had a 67. The person in charge did not demonstrate control over foodborne illness risk factors. They found raw chicken stored over raw beef being stored over ready-to-eat foods. That means the temperatures were not correct. Salami was in the refrigerator 9 days past the expiration date. No thank you, Rodizio Grill. There's almost no excuse for that. This endangering the public. And it just kind of rang my bells because I already had committed after only 3 months ago eating there again.
So, all right.
Okay, tell me what's in Benefiber.
Wheat dextrin.
Okay, keep going.
That's it. It says okay. Benefiber absorbs water intestinal. This stimulates whatever. Benefiber is the over-the-counter soluble fiber. The active ingredient in Benefiber is wheat dextrin.
I would prefer you to do psyllium or hemp because wheat dextrin, we have so much overburdened ourselves with wheat and gluten. And the fact is that gluten and wheat are heavily sprayed with Roundup. So even if it's not a pesticide, we are spraying it with Roundup, which is a kind of pesticide, but it's also an antibiotic. So if you want to move up to the next level, then you get psyllium husk.
It does come with prebiotic in it, too.
Well, all fibers can be prebiotic that's what feeds a microbiome.
God darn it. I'm just trying to...
You're trying to wiggle out of
it. Yeah, I thought I was doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep taking it.
Okay, here's one that may not apply to you, but it says that men... And this was a study by the FACT people, again, that I really look into. A man can become cognitively impaired after talking to a woman they find very attractive. A 2009 study demonstrated that after a short interaction with an attractive woman, men experienced a decline in mental performance.
It's the dumbest study ever. Oh, let me see if I can guess. Let me see if I can frame this for people like me.
Oh,
you mean being around good-looking women makes a dude not think right and make weird decisions, say dumb things. You mean I get awkward around somebody I find attractive? No crap, Sherlock. Give me the money that you would have done that study. I can do that study for half price. Yes, men lose their mind around people they find attractive. What a dumb study, Ed Jones. Well, you're smarter than that, sir. I expect more from this radio.
That's true.
Show.
I did not do enough deep diving into this.
You know what? I'm done with this. I'm out.
He's quitting.
I'm out.
The woman thing always makes him kind of sketchy. I don't know what it is about women.
It's not the women. It's that somebody spent money. Yeah. Going, hey, by the way, everybody, breaking news. Everybody sit down.
Breaking news.
You don't want to fall. Men tend to get stupid around women they find attractive. I don't know if you knew that or not. Good Lord.
I'm glad we've ended the show with such wisdom for our future health and family. Thank you very much.
I'm now a scientist, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's funny.
The doctor of Eastridge is back.
All right, my friends, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and congratulations to Scott, the number one manager of the whole United States of Nutrition World.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.